And next up on the stream of free radio at freakradio.org, it's Bath Robespierre's Broadsides, which is a twice-weekly show. This is the long version. Today is March 12, 2017. Stay tuned for lots of street interviews and even more opinionated feelings from yours truly here. I'm Robert Norris.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you. Sing me of wars and sing me of breadlines. Tell me of front page news. Sing me of strikes and last minute headlines. Your observation in syncopation. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must get hot with what is what, or I won't love you. I want a song that's satirical, putting the mirror into miracle. It must be packed with social fact, or I won't love you. Sing me of kings and conferences martial. Tell me of mills and mines. Sing me of courts that aren't impartial. What's to be done with them? Tell me in rhythm. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must be tense with common sense, or I won't love you.
And welcome to the Sunday edition of Bath Robespierre's Broadsides, pre-recorded, but hopefully rather current. There's lots of stuff going on at the Food Not Bombs sort of training session, outreach on agitate, activate, organize that happened last night at the Resource Center for Nonviolence. There was quite a lively presentation urging people to join up, sign up, get active. It was largely a Food Not Bombs recruiting event, but it was also one that talked about interesting details of the history of the Food Not Bombs movement that I hadn't heard before, as well as suggestions for the formation of affinity groups and other forms of organizing in Santa Cruz, considering even the risking arrest in civil disobedient nonviolence to fight Fascism 2017 style, which is becoming more and more manifest. Well, it's been manifest in Santa Cruz, I think, for a long time, but it's becoming visible to people who somehow see Trump as the devil and the Democrats as the frustrated angels. But however mistaken that particular perspective is, not in misreading Trump, but in misreading the Democrats, there is an awakening of a kind. Whether it's actually going to be translated into action, a gloomy old puss that I am, I don't know, but I can hope. And this was an interesting discussion with a relatively small number of people, 40 or 50 folks. I did a recording of it, but I'm having trouble getting it up online. And for those of you who, the few people I talked to afterward who thought it, I told them that it would hopefully be on March 12th, today, that's not going to happen, I don't think. But I'm going to get it worked on by technical geniuses, or at least people who know what they're doing, and maybe we can get it transferred. I'm sure we can. I just don't have the expertise myself at the moment. However, there's a lot of stuff that I have picked up in the last few weeks, which you are going to be hearing. You can't call in directly to the show because this is pre-recorded. You can call me on the Huff line. Huff is Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom. This is the remains of a civil rights organization that I've been with for a long time and that still has at least an internet presence, if not an sort of a verbal presence as well as a written presence. And we still have a regular meeting time. We meet every Wednesday at the Sub Rosa Cafe on downtown Santa Cruz on Pacific Avenue. That's at 11 o'clock. You're welcome to join us. Hoist a cup of coffee and talk about old times or new times, depending on which strike your fancy. I'd love to have us talk about new times and what we're going to do, but that may or may not come about. We'll see. There are all kinds of things happening downtown that are really visible manifestations of the noxious and, I think, toxic repression that's happening. There is a huge, ugly chain-link fence going up around the main post office. I think it already is up, which seems to have the purpose of, certainly has the consequence of interfering with Food Not Bombs feedings, which take place every Saturday and Sunday in front of the, and by the side of, the main post office, often on the steps and sometimes under the eaves when it's raining. And this fencing fences off this entire area. Also, it excludes people who sleep there at night, try to be close to a warm building, try to be under an eave when their area is not used at all. And it is a ugly, in more ways than one, response to a very human situation, which is being dismissed in a very inhuman and inhumane way.